B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Is that Stan?
Yeah, this is Stan.
Hi, Stan. Say it with me. Stan, get off of me.
Hey. Hi, Fat Pat. Hi, Fat Pat. How are you?
Hi there, sweetie. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, I started a new diet.
Oh, you did you?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Oh, goody for you. You know, I've been trying some different things, and I have been on a very, very strict regimen, honey.
You have? Well, tell me about your diet.
Well, I saw a clip from Dr. Oz on the internet. Mm-hmm. And so ever since I saw that, I have been trying to be just as still as possible and taking massive doses of postnatal vitamins.
Well, Pat, we've known each other a long time. You haven't just given birth, have you?
Come on now.
You're taking postnatal vitamins. That's supposed to be for
massive doses.
You shouldn't do that with anything. And that's for women who have given birth. Pat,
That's exactly right. You misunderstood me, honey. I am taking postnatal. I'm not taking prenatal.
Right. Prenatal, before birth. Postnatal, after birth. That's when the mother's iron and all that stuff is down and needs to be...
Progress and congress.
Fat, get off me. Sweetheart, darling, Pat.
Oh, you're such a hoot.
Why am I so honored to get your phone call today, Pat? You always make me feel good and make me feel like, a $1 million.
Well, you make me feel like $2 million, honey.
Oh, stop it, Pat. Oh, stop it.
We've helped each other keep that fat off over the years. We've built such a bond.
Yeah, we have. But why are you calling, sweetheart, darling?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that you were keeping that fat off of you, obviously.
I'm trying. I put it all back on, and I'm saying, fat, get off me. Fat, get off me.
That's your mantra.
Yeah, I know, the mantra and stuff. So, yeah, I'm glad you checked up on me.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. What I wanted to do was just try and do a little public service.
Okay.
While I was actively doing my diet, you know, trying to be really still, I went to our special beach. I don't want to give away where it is, but let's face it, people call it Fat Beach.
Right? Yep. I know what you're talking about.
When we fats go out, most of us, we don't want to gross anybody out.
No.
But we like to get some sun.
Exactly. And we try to keep, less revealing things on. You know, you keep a T-shirt on. I know you wear the one piece with up high.
I do. And boy, let me tell you, what a sacrifice I make for everybody else's eyes. Do you know how bad that digs in and shapes on me? But anyway,
I bet.
I got my cooler, a Diet Coke, and I got my big floppy straw hat with the pretty little ribbon on it.
Did you pack yourself a sensible lunch?
Oh, I sure did.
What'd you pack?
I sure did. Well, I packed myself a couple of mayonnaise sandwiches. You know what a miracle those are. And I set myself down in one of those real low chairs so you can get your fat toes in the water. Not too much.
Uh-huh.
And I just, I like to between you and me, I like to read a little romance novel now and again.
Oh, I know you, Pat. You love those things.
It's so naughty and negative.
Yeah, it sure is.
Sure, people don't like to think about fat people.
No, they don't. We're shunned. I mean, fat people like us, Pat, we feel hurt. We feel pain people stare.
We live it, honey. They can bring dogs into a buffet, but you bring one of us, and good night.
Yeah,
there.
Oh yeah. They want to hustle you out of there. Oh, well, here comes the fat lady.
You and I both seen it. They start to take the trays of the expensive stuff and set them back behind the counter.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a dog can be in there. Yeah. All right, Pat.
Well, that's, you know, water off a duck's back.
So that's good. Going to the beach, a fat beach, and getting some sun and stuff. That's important.
Well, I think so. And I was sitting there, and, you know, like you and many other fatties. We like to read and stay informed, and I was just heartbroken, baby, when I read about those poor dolphins on Fort Myers Beach.
Yeah, that was about a week and a half ago, the spotted dolphins that
those
beached
poor
themselves.
Babies.
Yeah, right by the pier, they beached themselves, and those poor things, one died out there. They tried to get the other one transported, and it died on the way. It's so sad.
Well,
Pat, are you smoking?
Oh, you caught me. They don't call them Virginia Slim for nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, you always know how to get me going.
Yeah, I can hear the lighter.
Anyway, honey,
yes,
seriously,
sweetheart,
these
darling.
Poor dolphins,
I know,
they're just trying to get by, like all of us. And, you know, I think that if it had been, a couple of fat people out there, well, they'd know how to do CPR and the like, and it probably would have been okay, but nobody knows what to do for a dolphin.
Nobody knows what to do.
No. They'd like to help, but they just don't know how, baby.
No, they don't understand it.
So I, lo and behold, I've got a Kindle, what they call that, the flame or something.
Kindle Fire.
And I, with that, I can read news from anywhere, even as England.
Yeah, I know that they have that available on those tablets, yes.
And they had a news story, honey, about this nice lady that used to work for NASA, and her whole job was to work with this one dolphin to try and teach it how to talk out of its blowhole.
As I've heard about that.
They would give this animal LSD, and I think that the dolphin was able to say her name using the blowhole.
Yeah, well, they say that.
But at first, this young lady learned very quickly they don't pay attention. And what she found is that she was spending most of her time, instead of teaching, she'd have to take this rascally boy dolphin over to the pool where the ladies were, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I'm trying to follow you, Pat.
Well, he needs a little relief.
I know that.
We're adults here. We know what
I know that. What? Fat dolphins.
It's biology.
Yep.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Well, the lady eventually thought to herself, you know, there's no need to have to stop all of the learning time and take this boy dolphin all the way over to females. I'll just take care of it right here.
What? This was in the article? The researcher was taking care of the male dolphin in the tank there without bringing it over to lady time?
Yeah, she said it'd be over in 30 seconds. And boy, did her wrist get strong.
I bet you know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my ex-husband knows the drill.
You know what? They say dolphins are very smart. They're mammals like us, Fat Pat.
Well, and I read, and it really is amazing what they were able to accomplish with this dolphin. So you can imagine, this is on my mind.
Yeah.
When lo and behold, I see a dolphin, and he's just within a couple of yards of the shore.
Yeah.
It was where, I'll give you an idea how close he was. When I went to wade out, I have, you know, a little bit of a little skirt that hangs up off the onesie. Well, it was still, it was floating on the top of the water. That's how close. Uh-huh. And I saw this, and I said, hey, mister.
Mr.
What
Dolphin.
What you doing up here?
Yeah, Mr. Dolphin.
I said, out of all the places in the sea, what you doing here?
On Fat Beach.
Exactly. And then it occurred to me, maybe this is my fault, because I'm right about the size of a healthy female dolphin.
Right, one of those spotted ones.
About 2 1/4. 250.
You
maybe
didn't,
more.
You didn't, Pat. Tell me you
didn't. Well, this dolphin seemed so lost and distressed, mm-hmm. and I thought to myself, this lady had all this success, and I tried to get him to talk out of his blowhole to calm him down. He wouldn't do that, and I thought, well, what else is there to do? He won't move.
No.
And so I gave him a good firm reach around.
No, Pat. No, you didn't. Tell me you didn't.
I know a lot of people are going to say, hey, it says right there in the law you're not supposed to molest a dolphin. It never occurred to me to molest a dolphin.
You're not supposed to touch the dolphins. You're not supposed to touch them, let alone give a dolphin a reach around.
Well, now, honey.
Honey? You're molesting a dolphin.
Let's be adults here, okay? I was trying to save that little mister's life. And no matter what I had to do, I'll tell you this, though. I don't know how old that this little fella was.
Yeah.
Because it took longer than 30 seconds, I'll tell you that.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Amy, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. It is the Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. My name is Stan. Despite everybody else in the company, Mark Haney still socially distancing at his pool a few miles away, and Rob Show behind the glass for good reason producing. How are you?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Is it raining over there?
You can't hear?
I can. There it is. It's like a steak sizzling on the grill.
I find it calming.
For some it is. For some it is, and I'm sure it is for you.
Except for that one time when it was raining and people were stuck in their cars and they said they really had to go to the bathroom bad.
Yeah, as long as it's not one of those heavy rain with wind where it, at the depending on the angle, it'll cut right in and hit you.
You know, as soon as you said that.
Yeah, is it what the wind's picking up now too?
Yeah, it started raining sideways as soon as you said that, you
come
bastard.
Come right in there and, you know, it start hitting you in the face. Then you realize, well, there's droplets hitting the equipment, but I don't think it's bad enough yet. Oh, there it is.
No, it's fine.
Okay, good.
Everything's great.
Make sure everything's fine. I can't.
Well, that was the announcement yesterday, is that all employees except Mark Haney need to return to the building.
I can't believe
and
it.
And it killed you to say that,
well,
didn't it?
Well, I saw Rick Peterson, production man Rick Peterson. He does all the production work for this company, and he's virtually heard everywhere. He was in. He goes, so I guess we're seeing a few more people around here. And from what I understand, the jocks are supposed to be coming back at the other radio stations. I said, yep, except Haney. He goes, what? I said, yeah, they just said have him stay where he's at. And he goes, you're kidding. Is there a reason, for that?
Rick Peterson would be the first one to raise his hand and go, Haney's done everything I've asked him to do, and it's been perfect.
He asked you to do two things. I know for a fact. And there's a lot of stuff that I try to keep you out of.
Good.
And that's another thing. I don't know how. It is so difficult. And I don't want to start the show this way, but I got to get it off my chest so we can do a show. You are so difficult to get a hold of. I haven't seen you face to face since the middle of March. So I finished the show yesterday, and I needed to call you. And I texted you.
Did you?
Not 10 seconds after I went into commercials.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I did get the text, but that was days ago.
Wrong. I texted you, and I said, I got to get into my car.
Give me a couple of minutes. Yeah. Well, I was on my own time then, Stan.
And then I tried calling you, and you don't answer the phone. What the hell? It was no more than 5-10 minutes after we were off the air, and you mean to tell me you're not reachable?
Look, if you had...
Oh, yeah, I did get that text. Oh, I didn't know that you were calling me. Because I called, too.
Stan, look...
Don't look for an excuse. You should answer your phone.
You know how much I care about you, and you're one of the few people that I would make myself available to...
1 in 10 times.
During off hours.
During off hours. You know, we're friends, too.
And... when I'm aware of it, I always take your call.
How far away could you be 5 minutes after the show? You're at home.
If you had informed me just minutes prior to that,
for Christ's
sake. You know when you said 2:30 to 3?
That's the time that I needed for like your little song at the end.
If you had included in that,
but then
I
all bets are
it.
Off. All bets are off if I call you 5 minutes later. I don't want to get into this.
Yeah, because, look, I tried to put the phone on vibrate, but because I have to keep it next to me, then you complain that it makes noise
You're
during the show.
You're already off the air. Look.
And no. This is because I set the phone for when we're on the air. So then I had to silence it completely, and I don't see it.
Somebody just texted and said that I should message you through Xbox.
That's a possibility.
I don't
You've
have.
You got an Xbox.
Yeah, I do, but I don't have your, what is it, your handle or whatever it is. You know, you give it to people that call in and ask for it so you can play games with.
Your daughter has it.
I don't have. Well, then
your
maybe
daughter
I,
has it.
Then I should ask her. Finish the show. Hey, I'm going to be calling you. Let me just get done here. And no reply to that, and then I physically call, and no answer. And I'm looking, it's 5 after 6.
And your phone has been weird lately.
My phone has not been weird because it works fine for everybody.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Because the day before when you were sending me that thing about my cute little song.
Yeah.
I had to question mark you, and then you had to send it again, and I never, ever received the first
the
one.
The reason why, and it's only...
And then yesterday...
No.
My,
no, I already
yesterday,
know the answer.
No, yesterday my got you text didn't get to me until like 10 minutes later.
It's not my phone. It's not my phone. It's this building. Sometimes the Wi-Fi is strong, sometimes the Wi-Fi isn't. You know for a fact there's no phone service in the building. It's
well,
got to be all Wi-Fi.
That's why I choose to remain
that's
here.
That's an excuse. And it's an excuse that you didn't return my... Never mind. I got to take a break.
Wait a second.
What?
Are you honestly suggesting that I snubbed you?
I don't know what you do. See, the thing is, I'm not glued to my phone like a Japanese woman that takes it into the shower. But I keep
no,
my phone
No, I'm not
near
either.
Me. I keep my phone. If I'm in the living room or the kitchen of my house, the phone's no more than 15 feet
are
away.
Are we dealing with hurt feelings where you
We're
feel
not-
that... That I was aware that you were trying to get a hold of me and purposely ignored you?
No, not for a second did I think you purposely ignored me. You purposely ignore that phone when there could be serious things. God forbid somebody tries to get a hold of you. You're never going to get a straight reply back from you. It might be a day later. And now, just now, you're looking at it and you see that I texted you yesterday.
At least you didn't follow a day later with a dollar short.
Okay. I'm going to take a break now. I'm going to take a break. I didn't want to start
I'm
the show.
Sorry, okay?
Look.
I would hope that you would know that if I knew it was you.
But what if you didn't know who it was and you checked it? Just realize that not everybody, you might want to talk to somebody. And that might be Stan.
What should I do? Because I can't have the phone ring.
I texted you first. I can't talk about this.
But what do you
There's
do?
There's no excuse.
You're on the air. Do you set it to vibrate? Do you set it to
yes,
ring?
Yes, I set it to vibrate, and I have it on some paper so it doesn't rattle all around the counter. It just hums a little bit on the stack of paper.
So I should get a stack of paper and
but,
hum it.
But something tells me when I texted you at 6:05, you had walked away from your equipment poolside. Something tells me the Xbox was already turned on.
It most definitely
okay,
was.
Okay,
yes.
I got to take a break. I'm about ready to lose my mind. Well, we're good. Everything's fine.
You know what? I haven't changed.
You know what? Now, come to think of it, you haven't. You've always been this way. And that's why I get so worked up. My blood pressure is going through the ceiling.
I don't know why that is.
Well, you don't know why that is.
I love you. I don't know why you.
I love you too.
There's no problem coming from me.
Got to take a break. Got to take a break.
See, that's why my blood pressure is down.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Henny get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Henny, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Henny, Thursday.
You know,
yes.
You were absolutely vicious to me about that phone call.
Well, you know what? I'd like a call back. That's all. I'd like a call back.
Are you positive you didn't get one?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive. Yeah.
You know, I let you go ahead and rant. But your phone's been messed up. Are you sure you didn't get a call back?
Look. All right, I'm going to check my voicemails right now.
Yeah, why don't you?
Hold on, let me work out. I got to turn the volume up on this.
You hold down one and then hit speaker.
All right, hold on. How do I hit the speaker on this?
A picture of the speaker will come up.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Everything's pictures now.
So I got to look for a picture that has a speaker on it?
Yeah.
Is this it?
It should be.
Hey, it's Wednesday, just after the show. I must have just missed your call. Sorry. Bye.
Uh-huh.
I missed that. I missed it. Sorry. Sorry about that. Thanks for calling me back. Appreciate that.
You bet your sweet ass you're sorry.
Grab bag. Sorry. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples, they're open. Got to make a reservation, though, with all the government rules and, you know, the bar and the restaurant seating and all that. Make a reservation. Make sure you get a seat at the Pewter Mug.
Now, what happens? Does it affect restaurants on Friday? Do they get to open up more?
Yes, restaurants get to open up their bar seating. They get to, I guess it's full capacity outside seating, 50% inside.
They're allowed to open the bar area.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And outside, is anything goes.
Yeah, I mean, like department stores and all that, as long as you social distancing, retail stores can do a full open. That all starts tomorrow. Over the past year, and we've talked about it because certain social media, you know, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, they are the super popular ones for a while, and then they just fall into line with all the other ones. And TikTok is the hot one right now.
Operated by the Chinese Communist Party.
TikTok videos have captured a lot of people's attention over the past year. But you know what the thing is people that watch these TikTok videos are wondering, these people that post them, where do they get the unusual songs that they put on these wacky videos? Now it's that much easier for you.
New from What the Hell Was That Song Records, it's the very best of TikTok, like the Cleaning Mirror song.
Wipe, wipe, wipe it down, wipe.
You'll get the one wipe that makes you smile. The tongue mumble. The Tourette's. Pew, 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 and more.
Pew, pew, pew.
Now you can have all your favorite songs from videos you've seen 1,000 times, but don't know their names. All on one download. What the Hell Was That Song Records? Get yours today before copyright infringement deletes everything you love.
That's all that funny stuff on TikTok. Oh, while we're on the topic of TikTok, and I wasn't going to play this. I said, leave it alone. But I was up this morning at the crack of dawn going through this stuff, and I played it just to see what it was about. And, Haney, you'll back me up on this. I think I hit every one of them. There's a new TikTok trend going on with all the protests going on and all that. It's called Check Your Privilege. And it's called the Check Your Privilege Challenge, where you put out your hand and a woman lists different types of discrimination. And if it affects you, you tuck away one finger. Pull one finger down. There's another one. You pull it until there's no fingers showing. Every time you've had to deal with some form of discrimination at some point in your life. And I'm like, no, now with all this stuff going on, I'm not playing this. But I listened to it. What's this all about? Because it's trending. And then I said, I'm going to play it because she's going to name off 5 things. And I have to pull away a finger on every one of them. Back me up on this. I'll give examples if necessary.
Check Your Privilege Edition. Put a finger down if you have been called a racial slur. Put a finger down if you've been followed in a store unnecessarily. Put a finger down if someone has crossed the street to avoid passing you. Put a finger down if you've had someone clench their purse in an elevator with you. Put a finger down if you've had someone step off of an elevator to keep from riding with you. Any fingers left? That's privilege.
Haney, you'll verify that I can take down all 5 of those.
Yeah, me too. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, because I started thinking about this.
And I know you got me on the elevator one.
Yep. I hit every one of them. Let me see if I can stop it and play it. Because I hit every one of them. Hold on. Let's see.
Check your privilege edition. Put a finger down if you have been called a racial slur.
I have, since my days in elementary school, been
called...
How
many Polacks does it take to change a light bulb?
Polack jokes, call dumb Polack, you Polack. Yeah, all right, I take away a finger. All right, let's continue. Why won't this let me continue here? Okay.
Because you got fat fingers, yep. You Polack.
Yeah, I got fat fingers. Hold on. It's not like the other one. The other one used to work good. Hold on, let's try another one. All right, hold on.
Maybe instead of your fingers, use your...
You stupid Polack. it doesn't work like the other one did, huh?
Check your privilege edition.
Yes.
Put a finger down if you have been called a racial slur. Put
yes.
a finger down if you've been followed in a store unnecessarily.
I've yes. been followed in a store unnecessarily. I've been followed in hotels unnecessarily. I have gone
because,
to numerous places and asked to leave.
And because I've traveled with you, it's happened to me too.
All right, let's go.
Put a finger down if someone has crossed the street to avoid passing you.
Absolutely. Numerous times. I can't, too many to count.
Again, it's happened to me because I was with Stan.
Yep.
Put a finger down if you've had someone clinch their purse in an elevator with you.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That I was called shifty. They didn't know what I was going to do. Watch yourself around this guy. He's about to pull something. It is what has happened to me.
Does that drunk in his fanny pack count in the elevator?
Sure it does.
Put a finger down if you've had someone step off of an elevator to keep from riding with you.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yes.
It was for their own good.
Yeah. Any fingers left? That's privilege.
Yeah, I don't have any fingers left. That's... I heard that and I said, I can take every finger down. We were talking about this yesterday.
I don't understand what's going on in the world, Stan.
No, I don't either. And
I saw a video, and the video popped up, but there really wasn't any explanation that showed New Orleans burning Drew Brees jerseys.
I didn't think that
was done in New Orleans.
I will get to that. Trust me.
Drew Brees jerseys burning in New Orleans?
Trust me. I'll get to that. I'll get to that. So we've had the... We talked about this the other day. How quickly we jumped over the murder hornets, because that was the next big thing, and it was quickly taken off the headlines. Our friends have a reminder for you.
Today's show is brought to you by Murder Hornets.
Yeah, don't forget about us.
I guess the media did.
Coming soon.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, they'll be coming back, because they're here, and we were supposed to track the spread so we didn't get killed, but that's not news anymore.
Yeah, but it'll be okay, Stan. It's my understanding that they're getting their own Pixar movie and they'll be lovable.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll learn to accept them.
Yep.
We haven't heard. Now, remember, when the coronavirus started, we used to see Dr. Fauci all the time. And every time you would see Dr. Fauci and there would be a question, Dr. Fauci, when are we going to have a vaccine for this?
And, but we were all distracted wondering what scarf Deborah Birx would be wearing.
Yeah. And, of course, the president would say, oh, we're working very fast on this and there's going to be a vaccine soon. And then Dr. Fauci would come up, hold it a second.
Not necessarily.
We're a year, 18 months, 20 months away from a vaccine that we could use. he's changing his tune because, yeah, scientists and lab workers have been working triple time. We're getting close to a vaccine. Here's Dr. Fauci telling us, say, just a few months by the end of the year, Christmas time, you're gonna have a vaccine.
Everything he said has been wrong.
Yep.
So we're gonna start manufacturing doses of the vaccines way before we even know that the vaccine works, so that by the end of the year, we hopefully would have close to 100 million doses. So it isn't as if we're going to make the vaccine show it's effective and then have to wait a year to rev up to millions and millions and millions of doses. That's going to be done as we're testing the vaccine.
So there you go. Fauci's telling you right now, it's going to come a lot faster than you think. Oh, Haney, excuse me. Program director Matt Mangus is here.
I have some breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
This affects Mark Haney.
Uh-oh.
Mark Haney will be back in the building Monday.
Oh, gee. That
just came down.
You need it in Matt. Do you need it? You need some headphones.
So, Haney, I suggest
about ready to talk.
You go visit a doctor and get your note and do whatever you got to do. But the word has come down Monday.
I thought he was supposed to stay.
Monday is the day. Sorry, Mark.
I can't make it. Matt, I've just been diagnosed with the corona.
Sorry, no special dispensations. You're done.
Are you serious this time?
I swear on the full metal jacket, Mark needs to come back on Monday. Please don't do this to me, Matt.
I'm sorry, Mark.
I held out as long as I could for you, buddy, but we got to bring you back. We need you here. We need your good humor.
No, I'm fine here.
No, Matt.
How about this? How about we meet in the middle? We have a vacation coming up in July.
Right.
You want to wait till July?
What's the harm in waiting a week or two?
No. We need your sweet pink body in the building.
I cannot abide with masks and one way. And where am I going? The only way I can come back is if I got my parking spot and my routine. I can't do it otherwise.
We'll have a pretty girl waiting for you at the back door. She'll saran wrap you for safety, and then you can come in the building. Everything will be fine.
No, it won't be.
He wants his old parking spot back.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
And then he also wants to be able to have access to that door.
And
no,
going
that won't
in
happen.
And out. To that, go well, in I can't do it
you
then.
You can go out through that door,
but you can't come in.
I can't do it. I really can't.
Well, he's just the messenger on this. You realize that?
you can take it up with a Beasley if you like.
Now that was my next question. Is this coming from a Beasley or is this coming from Adam?
I think this is coming from the big Beasley.
Will you do me a favor, Matt?
Sure, of course.
Hold on.
Certainly George wouldn't get involved at this level.
George is not, but Beasley is.
Yeah.
Will you do me a favor?
Of course.
To prove that it is not Adam or yourself.
Sure.
Have a memo.
You know what? Yesterday I was told it didn't affect me, and Stan protested.
No, I had nothing to do. Look, I didn't even know he was coming in the studio.
Things change by the minute, Mark. You know the radio business.
That's right, and it'll change back tomorrow.
Sure, absolutely.
And thank you, Matt.
Memo from a Beasley.
Yes.
Yeah, a memo complete with a cell phone to reach them directly.
I swear to God I didn't know that he was coming in with
that.
They
will be receiving a call from Dr. Fauci.
It's going to be good seeing you on Monday.
Oh, God. You know what?
Part of me is excited.
Just when I thought everything was okay.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Here's Matt again.
Brad is in the building. Stan, if you would like to call him, feel free.
You want me to call him?
Extension, you know his extension,
I don't
right?
know his extension.
All right,
I don't
well,
think that works on our phone.
Yeah, and it doesn't work on our phone.
Oh, okay. Well, Brad is in the building. If you'd like me
if
to...
If he'd like to stop by...
Okay.
He can,
I'll
talk
see what
to
I can do.
If he'd like to stop by, I don't want... I'm not calling him.
All right.
Let's...
Unacceptable.
Well, it is acceptable. Everybody else has to do it, Haney. Everybody else has to.
Everybody else hasn't gone through what I've gone through, Stan.
Yeah, you've been through hell and back.
I've lived life at a hell of a cost.
Yep. Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I saw
a video of people in New Orleans burning Drew Brees' jersey.
All right.
How is that even possible?
I'm going to tell you, so much has happened over the last 24, 48 hours with Drew Brees. This is disturbing. And here's my philosophy on this. I'm not Drew Brees, but I have a philosophy on this.
I know. Our philosophy is Hakuna Matata.
Yes.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Things are very tense in this country now. If you don't have to make a wave right now, don't.
Exactly. That's why I should stay here.
Right. Right. So Drew Brees posted a video where he says, and I don't find it anything wrong with it. He's a patriotic guy, but again, it's the
Stand
times we're
guy.
Living in. He posted a video that he will never agree with kneeling during the national anthem as a form of protest. That was his statement. I'm going to play it for you. Immediately following that, other athletes, LeBron James,
including Saints.
Yes. Shannon Sharp said Drew Brees should retire and get out of the NFL. And today, Drew Brees had to issue an apology for saying this. Take a listen.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears.
He had to apologize for that.
Well, of course he did. That's highly controversial. What the?
I know. Grab bag.
Oh, and guess what?
What?
We are living in upside down land. Drew Brees is a great example. Did you hear about the Sacramento Kings?
Yes, I did. And can I tell you right now? I am very well aware of the Sacramento Kings and their announcer, and he also hosts a radio show. People can look it up because the sports guy across the hall, our ESPN guy, said he doesn't know what to say anymore because the Sacramento Kings fired their announcer. And
Would you like to go into why he was fired?
And he was also fired from his radio show. And
this makes no sense to me,
Haney. Because I have complete faith in our company, but because he was fired for saying what he is, I'm not going to sit and say it. And I don't think you should right now. All that people have to do is look it up. And judge for themselves, is
Stan,
that something to get fired over?
It's insane.
It's completely insane. Our poor sports guy next door came out, and he was out in the parking lot with me yesterday, and he said, Stan, I don't know what you can say now and what you can't say because
he's got a tall order because there's no sports to talk about.
Yep. And he said there was nothing wrong with what the Kings broadcaster said, but this is the time. Everything is so ultra sensitive right now. You have to just so often sit on your effing hands and not say anything and let
you know what?
Let it speak for itself.
Drew Brees, the guy with the Sacramento Kings, take those statements back just a couple of years and tell people, cost them.
Yep.
And people would look at you like you had two heads.
You are correct. We're going to take a
break.
That
tells me we got a problem.
Yeah, before we take the break, I got.
And you don't even want me to say it.
No, and there's nothing wrong with saying it. I just don't want to be even in that mix. That's why I appreciate a lot of times our audience saying that, and they say it more times than not. Whether it's about politics, boy, I can say a whole lot about that. Whether it's the COVID, whether it's what's going on now with the rioting and the slash protests. I'd like to at least, we are well aware of what is going around and everything that's going on. I would like us to be a little oasis.
But it's to the point now that good people have to censor themselves from saying things that shouldn't be censored.
And not even knowing that you have to be censored.
And they shouldn't even be controversial.
Nope, you're 100% right. And that's what I told him when he was at a loss for what to do on his radio show. I don't know what to do. He said, I don't have any advice for you. You just don't say anything. Because you don't know.
Well,
you don't know what it is.
Well, then how do you have a show?
Precisely. When we come back, I got a lot of stuff going today. We're going to have something from the local beat. I've got a COVID song by a legendary singer. I shouldn't say legendary. A baby boomer singer that was very popular in the 60s and early 70s has redone one of his songs. And this one came out of complete nowhere, and it's pretty good. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Again, we'll have later on in the 3 o'clock hour, I'm bringing it back, a special edition. What's that sound coming on?
Got that?
And our question of the week. All on the way. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Thursday afternoon. We got the local beat, Stan's local beat, coming up here in just a second. Also, in about 25 minutes, what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? We're going to play What's That Sound, a chance for you to pick up some prizes. Later on today, our question of the week. We do it every Thursday.
Has Brad come in yet?
No, but I've been told he is. I don't know when. I was just told he could be showing up in the studio at any time.
Okay, because I don't think he'd do this to me.
We're opening back up, Haney. We're open for business. Beasley's back.
Stan, it's a different world after Irma.
It sure is, and now we're trying to open the doors again.
Come on, I went to your wedding. What else do you want from me?
He'll be at any time he could be in. I want to play this for you. This is actually pretty cool. And it is somebody in the music business that hasn't been heard from in a long time. And I'm talking.
Now, is that for good reason?
I don't think so. I mean, his name, and you know him, Haney, Tommy Rowe. Tommy Rowe had the.
Oh, yeah. Busy.
Yes. He had 6 top 10 hits between 1962 and 1969. In 1969, his biggest was Dizzy. And they now call him because they say that was the forerunner of bubblegum pop. And it's been 57 years in the music business that he's been working. And that song was placed on the USA Today's Absolute Best Songs in History list. Dizzy has been covered 22 times and spent 15 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And he retired basically from the music business a couple of years ago. I think 2018 was the last time he was credited with doing anything. He's into his 70s now. But, of course, he's got a book coming out, and he wanted to do a song, Dizzy, but make it in regards to COVID-19. It actually got released. It's getting airplay because the song is so recognizable, and he's the guy that wrote it and did it. And we're going to debut it here. Tommy Rowe's 2020 version of Dizzy. Here you go.
I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning. COVID-19 is making it spin. And this quarantine, when will it end? It's making me dizzy. First they said don't wear a mask, this virus will just work its way right through. Now they tell us that was wrong. Mask is what we all must do. Yes, they have us all so scared. Looks like we were unprepared for a virus much more deadly than the flu. Dizzy, I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning. COVID-19 is making it spin. And this quarantine, when will it end? It's making me dizzy. Sheltering in place is another thing the experts recommend. I never used to drink, but now Jack Daniels has become my new best friend. It helps to free me from the stress, but it won't solve this COVID mess. No, it ain't the cure I recommend. Dizzy, I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning. Like a tornado, I'm calling the wind. Only a vaccine will make it all in. It's making me dizzy, my head is spinning. COVID-19 is making it spin. Only a vaccine will make it all in. It's making me dizzy. I'm so dizzy.
There you go. Tommy Rowe making music.
It's amazing.
Yeah. A legend. Tommy Rowe, king of the bubblegum. And 1969 that song came out. And again, he had been retired. He's got a book coming out, a little autobiography, and they convinced him, come on into the studio, do an updated version of it with throwing the COVID-19. And there you go.
Oh, yeah. I remember when it came out. I was 3, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, toe tapper. All right, let's do the local beat. This is something affecting right here in Southwest Florida, and it is making news locally. And I and you, Haney, know a little bit more than what the news press is printing about this. Headline. Now, keep in mind, before I read this, and before everybody, starts wondering, what are you talking about here? We live in Lee County, named after Robert E. Lee. That's why we call this area Lee County. That's who it's named after. Headline in the Fort Myers News Press, Robert E. Lee statue removed from downtown Fort Myers.
Oh, come on.
But it's a good thing, and I'm going to tell you why. The Robert E. Lee bust in downtown Fort Myers has been removed from its pedestal again. The bust, often the cause of controversy, was removed this time by the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. It was done so on Monday, according to Fort Myers City spokesperson Stephanie Schaefer. The Fort Myers Police Department provided traffic control so that they could remove the bust. It is unclear if, and this is what they were worried about, but they say it's unclear. It's unclear if protests happening across the country, including in downtown Fort Myers, because of the George Floyd death, that they feared that the bust would be damaged. Now, you and I both know, have a friend. His name's Jeff. And
we got a couple of friends.
Yes. The bust was removed. It's in safekeeping. And I saw a picture on Facebook the other day of our friend Jeff holding the bust and letting everybody know it's there for safekeeping, just so that it isn't damaged or anything done to it.
Well, and monuments around the country.
Yeah, well,
Whether by vandalism or by municipalities.
Yep. In March 2019, the statue was toppled over. The statue was found lying on the ground, and the police department investigated the case as vandalism. They arrested a Naples man whose case is still continuing through the justice system. The statue was quickly returned to its post. As we well know, the statue was created and erected in the mid-1960s after multiple fundraising drives by the now defunct Latilla Ashmore Nutt chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. It was dedicated in 1966. The removal of the statue comes after years of the Lee County's NAACP asking the city and county to remove the statue. But we're called Lee County. They say it's unclear if the city will place the statue back on its pedestal. Schaefer said questions were unanswered because she didn't return the calls. The plan is, because I know, the plan is to eventually return the statue. It is in safekeeping. Removal of the statue follows the removal of a Confederate flag in Tampa that overlooked Interstate 75. According to Tampa News Channel 10, the Hillsborough County Sheriff said there were rumors of protesting and possible vandalism at the flag's site, so they took it down. In some instances around the country, property has been destroyed and Confederate monuments have been defaced. The Virginia Pilot newspaper reported protesters defaced a Confederate memorial in Norfolk, Virginia, with graffiti on Saturday. So, and Fort Myers, and we've said it before, is to be commended. They had protest marches that were peaceful, and Fort Myers should be proud of themselves for the way that they have conducted themselves during this very trying time. Fort Myers, I mean, I'm telling you, you're an example for the country. Hats off to you.
And along the lines of monuments, the city of Birmingham has removed multiple monuments, and that is going to be interesting, the fallout from that, because the city took it upon itself to do that, and the state of Alabama actually has a law on the books that you are not to remove any monuments.
So I just want to let people know the Robert E. Lee bust downtown was taken down on purpose. It is in safekeeping and in time should be put back to its pedestal. And I have photographic proof that it's in safe hands.
It couldn't be any safer.
Couldn't be any safer. When we come back, haven't done this in a while. What's that sound coming out of the hole in the woods? Gonna give you a chance to win. I'm gonna play some very bizarre sounds that you may have heard on
if
the
you've
show.
If you've done your homework, you'll have an advantage.
Absolutely. We'll do it when we come back. We're Stan and Haney.
What a spot for a vacation. And this family's brought everything they need for a perfect one, including
Stan and Haney
in genuine top grain cowhide, which costs less than a tenth of a cent an hour to operate.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us on a Thursday afternoon. About half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Also, about an hour away from our question of the week. You have the right answer. It's your answer. It's not a yes or no thing. You got a story that's going to pop into your head, and you're going to give us our answer to our question of the week in about 1 hour. But right now, haven't done this in a long time. It's your chance to win.
It's a whole lot of fun.
It is a whole lot of fun. This is all about having fun. And it's a game we call What's That Sound? Hey, kitten.
Hey, kitten. What you doing?
What you doing? What you thinking?
Wanna play the guitar?
I'm gonna play you a sound effect.
Say, what's that sound?
And that sound is of a creature. Your job is to name the creature. What is making that sound?
You say, what's that sound?
First person to identify the sound will have their choice of some prizes. We've got a lot of prizes. We have $50 to the pewter mug. We have biker goggles provided to us by BC Wholesale in Cape Coral.
Nailed it.
We have Chris Kale, a Five Finger Death Punch autographed can koozies. We also have a Chris Kale autographed Five Finger Death Punch autographed K-Rock t-shirt. I found these in our office. Folded, nice, vintage K-Rock t-shirts. We don't make these t-shirts anymore. They've been sitting in our office for years. We've got the world-famous back scratchers, a telescoping back scratcher that can go from about 6 inches to a good 3 feet to get that itch. We had them years ago. I found three of them. K-Rock Dickies. If you know what a Dickie is, look, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're a guy, say you're working around, maybe you're got at the construction site, you got a shirt on, and then the wife calls you and says, hey, you got to go to the kid's parent-teacher thing. You got to look, you know, halfway decent. You don't have to go and necessarily put on a whole new shirt. You just put your head through one of these half-Dickie shirts, put it under your shirt that you have on. You look dressed up.
Around your neck.
Yeah, it just goes around your neck, and then you cover it with the outside shirt, and it looks like you're all dressed up.
Yeah, it looks like you're wearing a turtleneck.
Yep.
But you're not.
But you're not. You're still free of movement and everything. And so we got those. We gave those, a bunch of those away about 10 years ago. I found three of them. Those are the prizes. Get an idea in your head of what prize you'd like to have. I'm going to release the phones after I play the first sound effect. These are animals, and they are making a very weird sound. If you've listened to this show, we've played a number of these before in different contexts, so it should give you a head start. Here we go. What's this sound? What is this sound? What is that?
Oh, what's so funny?
There's more than one.
Okay, you wise guy.
What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the woods. What's that sound? Phone lines are open. 2779600. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole. Y'all right over there? Hole in the wood. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ken.
Ken, what is that sound?
I'm going to go with baby foxes.
You are right. Those are foxes. Those are like three foxes getting their bellies tickled and all that, and they're having a great time. You are right.
Awesome.
What would you like?
Can I do the K-Rock shirt?
You sure can. The vintage K-Rock shirt or the autographed five-finger death punch Chris Kale shirt?
Vintage, please.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Nice job. What's that sound coming out?
You say what's that sound?
What is that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Okay, these are babies. These are little babies, but they grow up to be vicious and fast. What's the sound? Not a bird. What's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Here it is one more time for you. What is this? Just little babies. What's that sound?
I think I stepped on something.
Coming
out of
the wood. Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
Perry from Cape Coral.
What's your first name, Terry?
Perry with a P.
Harry. Perry. What's that sound?
A ferret.
A what?
Ferret.
No. That's no. What's that sound coming out of the hole?
What's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood?
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Don from Bonita.
Don, what is that sound?
Is that baby cheetahs?
It is baby cheetahs. It's baby cheetahs. You are absolutely right. What would you like?
I'll take one of them old K-Rock shirts.
Okay, that's our last one. You got the very last old K-Rock shirt. It's a collector's item. We don't make them anymore. Hold on, okay?
All right, thank you.
You betcha. Hold on. Those
you know what?
Vintage shirts went like mad.
Well, it's copycat.
Yeah.
I meant to tell you this. Maybe Rob can pull up. There's one video of this animal because they have labeled it extinct, but certain people believe that there are still some in the wild.
Oh, is that one with the footage from the 1930s?
Yes, the Tasmanian tiger. Did you
yes,
see that?
Yes, I've seen it. And there are some that claim none. They did searches and everything. People claim that they're around, but when they go to look for them, they can't find them.
Now, that ain't a dog, and it ain't a cat, and it ain't a fox.
No.
What is that?
It's a Tasmanian something, and that footage from the 1930s that they showed?
When it opens its mouth, it's almost like a crocodile mouth.
Yeah, it can almost open its mouth 180 degrees. Vicious, vicious, and they knew it back in the 30s. Kill them all.
It had like the body of a dog and the head of the fox and the mouth of a crocodile.
Yeah, for the good of everyone, they had to kill them all.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see one in a zoo, but I feel better knowing they're not running around out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you are absolutely right. Looking at that old footage, and they had a guy like through the fence trying to agitate it so it would open its mouth.
And it did.
Yeah, and then 3 weeks later, it died.
It's for the best.
Yeah. Let's continue on with What's That Sound? You guys are doing really good. But here is something that we haven't played on the show before.
The hole in the wood.
What's that sound? This is a new sound. And I'm telling you, when they might be small in stature, but when they fight, it's a fight to the death. What's this sound? What's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood?
That sounded vicious.
That is these things will not back away from anything, let alone fighting each other. Now these are two of them. They're fighting each other. What's making this sound?
You let go of my slipper.
What's that sound? You coming out of the wood.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jay.
Jay, what do you think? There's two of them. They're fighting. What's making that sound?
I believe it's a wolverine.
It is not a wolverine. Good guess, not a wolverine. What's that sound coming out?
You say what's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood?
Here it is one more time. They don't give up. They don't give up. What's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? Let's go to line three. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy, what sound is that?
Is that a badger?
Yeah, it's two badgers fighting. It's two badgers going at it, and they don't quit until somebody dies or one runs away. They'll fight to the death. What would you like, buddy?
I'm sorry, what do you have?
Let's see. I've got a pewter mug. I've got a Chris Kale five-finger death punch autographed can koozie. I've got a Chris Kale five-finger death punch autographed K-Rock t-shirt. I've got telescoping back scratchers. I've got K-Rock dickies. Are you familiar with what a dickie is? It looks like you're wearing a shirt, but you're not. Yeah. And let's see. What else have I got? And goggles. Biker goggles.
I'll do the Peter
Mac. All right, you got it. Hold on. All right, we got one more. One more. This one you've probably heard before, but what is making that sound? What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Out of the hole in the wood.
Here it is. What is it? What is that sound? And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not
Jerry Lewis.
It's not Jerry Lewis. What's that sound?
Hey, lady.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Hey, lady.
What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Here it is one more time for you.
Is there a girl giggling in the background?
Yes, there is. I had to cut a lot of her out because she couldn't believe what was going on with this animal. That sounded a lot like Jerry Lewis, but it's
hey,
not.
Lady.
What's that sound? And it's not Jerry Lewis. Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this? Oh. Ahoy.
You say what's that?
Hold on. Shut that up. Ahoy. Who's this?
It's Bob.
Bob?
Yes.
What's that? What is that sound?
Tasmanian Devil?
No, that's not a Tasmanian Devil. 277-9600.
Maybe next time you should do that Tasmanian Tiger.
Yeah, I don't. That was silent movies, by the way, Haney.
Oh, there was no sound to that?
There was no sound to that.
I wouldn't know. I had the sound off on
yes,
purpose.
There's no sound to it. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Robin.
Robin, what is that sound?
Is it a lizard?
It is not a lizard. It is not a lizard. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Justin.
Justin, what's that sound?
Is that a goat?
It's a goat! It yeah. is a goat. Nice job. Yeah, that is a goat that, that sounds like Jerry Lewis. What would you like?
What do you guys have for food?
I just gave away my last pewter mug, so I've got the canned koozies. I've got the Five Finger Death Punch signed Chris Kale K-Rock T-shirt. I've got back scratchers. I've got Dickies. I've got biker goggles.
Give me the T-shirt.
All right. Hold on. Yep, the Chris Kale autographed Five Finger Death Punch T-shirt. Hold on.
Hey, lady!
Hey, lady! Here you go. Hey, mama. Hey, mama, as we wrap up, what's that sound? Hey, mama. Hey, mama.
What's that sound?
That sound! Coming out of the hole in the wood. Tell me what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. It's a guitar! It's a guitar! It's a guitar! Yeah, shut those monkeys up. We're gonna take a break.
You've upset the chimps.
Oh my God! And now the goat's mad. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock. Fluffer, your emails. 30 minutes away from our question of the week. But I want to remind you, mark your calendars for Friday, June the 19th, 7 p.m., go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com for the Dave and Chuck the Freak Peep Show virtually live. It's a streaming thing. They'll all be there hanging out, telling you stories of things behind the scenes, clips of the show, all of that stuff. You can interact with them. And you can win a spot for a virtual meet and greet with Dave and Chuck the Freak on the day of the show. If you want all the details, go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. It's Friday, June the 19th. Just go and you can stream it all, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Let's get you updated on traffic this afternoon. It's wet outside, and there are accidents happening. Be careful out there. And I say there are accidents because nobody intends to crash into another. Start in North Fort Myers, got a crash. Pondella Road and Barrett Road. Fort Myers, Crash, Lee Street, and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Traffic control. There's also on MLK a traffic control at Evans Avenue. And in Lehigh Acres, Crash, Lee Boulevard, and Gunnery Road North, right by the racetrack. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney with today's headlines. This is what you're going to get. This is what you can expect.
Coming up in less than an hour, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We will try to figure out what is going on in this country.
Ha!
As far as I can figure, Ashton Kutcher good, Drew Brees bad.
Yep.
This is a cool thing here. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, Bill and Ted themselves, made a graduation video for San Dimas High School.
Yeah, they did. And if you want, Haney, during the news, I have some audio for you if you want it.
If it's Bill and Ted, absolutely.
Yeah.
And finally, a man is arrested for urinating in the almond milk at the grocery store.
What?
These stories and much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
What? Urinating in the almond milk?
Yes.
Okay. Laughter. We go from repulsion to laughter.
With Stan,
yes.
Attempted laughter.
Attempted. With the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
As the country reopens, we're seeing lots of different businesses. Now retail can be at 100%. Restrictions easing on restaurants. And now zoos in some part of the country are reopening as well.
That's nice. I won't bring up anything about our nearby zoo. I wish them all the best. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, you can't say anything.
No.
As a matter of fact, I probably should just shut the mic down and...
It's way it hey! I'm starting to feel that way. Sorry about that, Haney.
I feel like if I say... You know, it's raining out. Somebody will go, you son of a...
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
Signs you're at a bad zoo.
Top signs you're at a bad zoo.
Kangaroo doesn't even tap dance.
Yeah. And it, if they can't tap dance, you should at least be able to put boxing gloves on them.
Yeah.
Anybody last 60 seconds with a kangaroo gets a free corn dog.
Yep. you know, no wonder the Greyhound track's in trouble ever since they took the jockeys off the dogs.
I'm gonna die.
You didn't even know the zoo had rhinos until Ted Nugent flushed them out.
Right on.
Sure, the monkeys fling their poo at you, but not as much as they do the employees.
Oh, God.
You know, they don't have any of those Tasmanian dogs that can open their mouth 180 degrees. They don't have any of those.
That's a Tasmanian tiger, which is weird because it looks more like a dog.
It's a dog. And then I remember as when my daughter was a little kid, we took her down to the zoo. You don't see the elephants anymore standing on a footstool. They used to go and make that big, huge elephant, and the footstool was maybe 15 inches round, and then it would get all four of its big feet on there. And
That was impressive.
Yeah, and put its trunk in the air. Ta-da! You don't see that anymore.
Yeah, and the trainer shows you how it's all safe by lying down and having the elephant put one foot on him, going, look, he won't crush me.
Yes, and then the assistant there with a little crop.
Yep. And I mean, God help these poor kids that got their degree in lion taming. That's frowned upon.
Oh, no kidding.
Top signs you're at a bad zoo.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just a guy in a van with 14 lizards.
Not interested.
Yep.
Have a good day.
I'm not either.
The sign in front reads zoo/taxidermy.
I remember the Brevard Zoo, because Haney and I worked over in Brevard County. It's an extremely nice zoo right now.
Really nice.
But when Haney and I were over there, it wasn't. It was.
Well, they were just getting started. They had like a lonely anteater.
And they had that hyena in the cage. And I remember.
Oh, yeah, the one I call Pacer?
It was in like a dog kennel, and the thing did, because we did our show out there one morning, and the thing did nothing but pace back and forth in that cage, and that was like their main attraction.
That's not true. It panted a lot.
It panted too. But it's a really nice zoo now. I mean, it's one of the best in the state.
Oh yeah, they did it upright. It grew in a hurry. And finally, the top sign, you're at a bad zoo.
Yes.
There's a section reserved for older women who want to feed their husbands to Carol Baskin's tigers.
Oh, dear.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
I'm looking over this email, and I know he's one of our longtime listeners, huge fan of the show. This is Scott, who always writes a nice email. Scott, there's a lot in this email I wish you wouldn't bring up, okay? But I'll read it. Hey, guys, ahoy. Well, it looks like the days of Haney poolside and increasingly disrupted broadcasts are coming to an end. It won't be too much longer until Beasley, I hope, reinstitutes the much loved and much needed in these times $100 handshakes.
What are you doing, Scott?
I know. Scott, I saw this, and I'm like, why are you doing this? Why are you saying this, Scott?
You want us to get rolled, Scott?
Hold on. Let me get back to where I am. I can't wait to see you guys out in public again, shaking hands.
Stop it, Scott.
Shaking hands.
Stop it. Just
making our dreams come true. I have fond memories of those days. Haney holding court, Tommy doing all the heavy packing and lifting, Stan hanging out there. By the way, Scott, I want you to drop that whole thought. And secondly, keep wishing, Scott, because they're not going to hand us $100 bills anymore. Those days are long gone.
Scott, if you enjoy the show, don't make suggestions like that.
Please don't. I beg of you, please don't make suggestions like that. Buddy, that's crazy talk. the way, I know Haney loves Rick Kirkman from Tiger King. And he has come out with his own story about it on the ID channel. It's worth a watch. Anyway, love you guys, Rob included. By the way, is it Rob or Rob? Is it one B or two Bs? I was
Jesus,
always
Scott.
I was always under the impression he preferred the two Bs.
Is he doing this on purpose?
I don't know. He's hitting every raw nerve he can possibly do. Look, and he goes on. And by the way, Rob with two Bs or one B, does anyone know his real name or where he actually comes from?
Yeah, we ought to dox him.
Oh, God.
What are you doing, Scott?
What is your problem? You know, I just wanted to pass this along to Rob, too. Do you know that there's a gas station here in Naples that plays your show over the speakers at the pumps and in the store? And I'm waiting for that employee to get fired.
Thanks, Scott.
What the hell is your problem, Scott?
Oh, no.
Jeez, Scott. P.S. I do hope for the sake of my children and everyone else's, and I mean everyone, that we can make sense of everything that has gone on this first half of 2020. Hopefully the second half won't be as lost as the first. Signed, Scott.
Shut the
f- hey! Yeah, yeah, I'm with him.
Oh, God.
Wow, that was an ordeal.
Yeah, my God. Scott, that, you know what? I gave you a courtesy on that one because you are a loyal listener and your memory's too sharp. But don't open old wounds.
Alleged loyal listener.
Yeah. You just about threw us under the bus and put us through a meat grinder. Don't ever do that again.
If any of your wishes come true, it would be the end of us.
Yes. The only saving grace is I know for a fact Beasley's not going to peel off $100 bills for us. Matter of fact, they didn't like doing it when we were doing it. We had to get money from a sales guy.
Not going to happen.
That whole deal that Scott just brought up.
We're lucky
was,
we're alive.
That was K-Rock's turkey drop.
Yes. This is from Tom in Estero. Ahoy, gentlemen.
You know what, Scott? I'm going to give you an idea for your next email.
Yeah.
Go, hey, I wish they'd bring back that deal where you guys had to drive around in the van for no reason. Just stop it.
Tom, ahoy, gentlemen. It appears as if the NFL players plan to disrespect our flag in large numbers this year. Be ready for it. I believe that it would be wise for them to reconsider this poor business decision. You see, they lost a big portion of their fan base a few years back when many players started kneeling during the national anthem. And they have to consider that we, or they want to consider that we have forgotten this. And we're used to seeing no live sports, so when the NFL comes back, we won't care.
It's ridiculous.
If they choose to pull that crap, then they also choose to have their ratings get flushed down the toilet where it belongs. Love you guys. Signed, Tom and Estero.
There has been a lot of ridiculousness coming out, and Joe Lockhart, who was the press secretary under Clinton,
yeah,
parlayed that into a job with the NFL. And you know what he tweeted out?
What?
The Minnesota Vikings should sign Colin Kaepernick immediately.
Well, remember last season he had that tryout. Nobody came. Nobody cared because he couldn't get it coordinated.
No, it's because he couldn't follow instructions.
Yeah.
The NFL set it up for him.
And he didn't do it.
and he chose not to go to their tryout and instead went to a high school field with a bunch of reporters.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
I don't know if you're allowed to read Guardian emails.
Yeah, anymore. I'm looking at this. Yeah, I'll read it because the news networks are not reporting any of this. There's only one network I know that has even brought it up. Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, I'm sure that you have seen that Rosenstein testified yesterday.
Oh my God!
Nobody will cover this because under oath he's basically saying this whole thing that we lived through for 3 years was a bunch of BS, and that he washes his hands of it. so he was testifying yesterday. All he did was show he was part of the problem. Two statements that got me were that he didn't read all of the FISA statements that he signed. He just signed off on them, trusting the FBI. Now, wouldn't you think if you were going to sign off on an important document like that, you would read the damn thing? In my opinion, the only thing was... The only thing was he looked like a baboon. Of course, he made another brilliant statement. He said, if he had known what I know now, I wouldn't have signed it. Wow, isn't that brilliant? Well, if Kennedy knew he was going to die in Dallas, he wouldn't have gone there. I'm beginning to believe that most politicians are dumber than a box of rocks. You guys are the best, sign The Guardian.
Jesus.
I thought Ted Cruz...
was brilliant.
Good, you saw it then.
I sure did.
Because Rosenstein was trying to pass it off as business as usual, and he goes, hold on a second. There's one of two things going on here. Either the president of the United States is an asset of Russia... or it's all nonsense, and you're telling me that there were more important cases you had to work on?
Yep. And he said, that's right. Question.
He did.
I know that. He basically said he was ignorant. I just signed whatever because I trusted the FBI.
Yeah, if I had known now.
I wouldn't have signed it. Our question of the week is next. It's going to be thought-provoking. It's going to trigger a memory.
You know what?
We'll take your answers when we come back. Yes, Amy?
People are far too quick to put this country through hell at the drop of a hat.
Oh, yeah, sure. And it's still happening. 96K Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Amy, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Thursday afternoon, about 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to check some traffic here in just a second, but it is Thursday, and that means our question of the week. And it is something that will trigger a memory. It is not a yes or no answer, and you have the right answer. Because it's yours. You're just going to go and tell us your story at 277.
It's a rare opportunity.
Yes, 277-9600. I'll pose the question while we're doing traffic. I'll open up the phone lines and feel free to answer our question of the week. And when I came up with this question of the week, I did not realize for a day... what my answer was, and it came at me like gangbusters, had completely repressed it, had completely not thought about it, and it came flooding through. I hope it works this way for a lot of you. Here is our question of the week, and then we'll take your phone calls after we do traffic. when you were growing up, and I'm talking about when you were a little kid, maybe through your high school years, while you were still under your parents' roof, in whatever shape, form that may be. Maybe you lived in an apartment, a house. Maybe you lived in a trailer. Maybe it was a split family, and sometimes with dad and sometimes with mom. There was always house rules. And if you didn't like it, you're not staying under my roof kind of thing. Growing up, what was the rule of the house? There was one that, you know what? It was you were expected to honor this rule because it's our house. And if you're going to live under our roof, you're going to respect that rule. Growing up, what was the rule of the house? It might be, you know, dinner was at 5, and if you were not there, you weren't going to eat. Make sure you left your shoes outside. You're not going to walk on the carpet in shoes. It could be keep the dog in the kitchen. Do not let him run out onto the carpet. Rules of the house growing up. What was the rule of the house? 277-9600. Everybody, I went and asked Program Director Matt Mangus. I said, "What's the rule of that? Was the rule of the house?" He said, "I know that growing up with my daughter, respect grades and don't get pregnant." and my wife said that the rule of the house told both her and her sister don't get pregnant. I asked Adam, "What was the rule of the house?" He said, "Had to say please and thank you. If you didn't say please and thank you, you're in trouble." 277-9600. Growing up, what was the rule of the house? Let's get you updated on traffic. Couple of things on the board, both in Fort Myers. Got a crash, 11,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue, right by Batteries Plus. And also Fort Myers, crash, American Colony Boulevard, and Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date. House rules. Growing up, there were rules. Some very different for other people. Some very simple rules. Some not a lot of rules. You just had to abide by them. Some too many rules. Growing up, what was the rule of the house? 277-9600. I told you, it came flooding back. The rule in my house, well, my dad made the rules. And nobody had a say in it. My dad made the rules. And he detested anybody from my mom to my sisters and myself. He did not like shouting from one room to the next. And if he called,
and getting pregnant, he didn't like that either.
Well, that too. And he was everything was good. But if he went and Rocky, and if I said what, I was in trouble. My reply to him would be if he called me, Rocky, my reply, I'm coming. And I'd have to go to whatever room he was in if he called me. I could not shout from another room, what is it? What do you need? What do you want? If I didn't say, I'm coming, I was in big trouble. Also, he used to say at least once a week, I'm king of my household. And he would tell, and he controlled the TV. And when we would all sit down and eat dinner, if he didn't feel like eating at the dinner table, he'd eat anywhere in the house that he wanted because it was his house.
This was before divorce was common.
yes, it was. But the biggest one was my father did not like yelling from room to room. If he called you, you weren't supposed to ask. And it didn't matter if you were doing homework, if you were busy doing a chore, if he called you.
Yeah, if you were doing something he'd asked you to do, you still had to drop it.
Yep. I'm coming. Haney, I know because we've had this discussion several times on the air. When you were growing up, you left your house very early because house rules, you know, I'm going to go and live on my own, which you did as a teenager, very young teenager. Growing up, what was the house rule of, in your house? What was the rule of the house?
Well, I don't think this is exactly what you're going for.
You have the right answer.
But believe it or not, it truly was at that point where I was a teenager and I couldn't live with the rules, I left. And maybe I read that wrong, but I thought it was a respectful thing to do.
Yeah, because you were going to do it anyway.
But when I was younger,
yes,
I used to follow the letter of the law that was laid down.
Oh, you'd have to.
And my God, those days seem like I was living a Beaver Cleaver life, and I guess I was. But we lived pretty close to the elementary school, and I was allowed to walk to school. And to me, that was a big deal. But as part of walking to school, I had to promise that I would walk straight to school and walk straight home.
Mm-hmm.
No exceptions, and God forbid you don't get in the car with anybody else. I don't care if you know who they are. There are no exceptions. You are to walk to and from school only.
That's a rule of the house. That you nailed it. You nailed it perfectly.
Okay. So this is going to shock you because when I was a youngster, I really followed the rules to the T.
And then you didn't.
And that's when I left.
Yeah, I believe it. You're not shocking me.
So I'm walking home from school, and my buddy Scott wants me to come over to his house. And I said, well, I'd have to ask my mom. And he goes, well, I'll have my mom call your mom or something once we get to my house. Now, his family is well-to-do, and his mother is waiting for him in their family car, black Cadillac. She's got the big hair, you know, dressed like she's going out to dinner in the middle of the day. And I said, I can't do it, Scott, I have to walk straight home. And he goes, come on, come on. What ends up happening is, of course, it's Florida. It's hot out. So he gets in the Cadillac with his mom. They blast the AC. I'm walking on the sidewalk with his mother driving next to me, trying to talk me out of it.
You would think that his mother would understand if that his was the mother, house rule.
His mother is saying, look, just get in the car. I will drive you to your house. I'm sure your mother won't mind.
She would.
And I made the woman, if she wanted to drive along next to me at 2 miles an hour, that's fine. But I am walking home, and then you may speak to my mother. And the whole time, he's yelling out the window, she's yelling out the window, this is silly. This is silly.
House rules.
This is time you could be playing. And don't think they didn't get through to me. It did. It's like, yeah, I could be. This sucks.
You're a good
but
boy.
I walked all the way to my house, and they went and talked to my mom. And I don't think I ended up going to his house. I think he ended up staying at my house, and the mother and my mom ended up talking, and I said, why don't we just go out and play?
There you go. Rob.
But my mom was very proud of me that day.
She should have been. You stuck to the house rules. Rob, growing up.
Don't talk back. Don't talk to strangers. And no TV after dark.
No TV after dark.
After dinner. Like after we finished supper, you weren't allowed to watch TV.
So if you finished supper and it was 6:30, you couldn't have a TV on?
Nope. That changed over time, middle school, but I was the firstborn, and I was the only one for 6 years. So they were tough on me. And then when the other two came along, they just gave up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's all out the window with the other two, isn't it, Rob?
Yep, they had a great life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you probably had to bust your ass with chores they never had to do.
They still torture me to this day, Haney.
277-9600. Let's go to the...
Oh, yeah. You look at your parents and you go, are these the same people? Yeah.
Let's go to the phones.
Well, we can't be too hard on the kids.
What are you talking about? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, growing up, what was the rule of the house?
There were two. No friends when my parents were home. And no cooking in the house. My stepfather got blown out the door by hot cooking oil that had been left on, so he was really freaked out about cooking when they weren't
there. There's a reason for that rule, then. There's a reason for that rule.
And the day that I burnt popcorn with my friends over, I thought I might as well just go pack my suitcase. And I tried to get the smell. I opened up the house. I tried to get the smell of that burnt popcorn out of there. And as you know, that's futile.
Not with popcorn. Great call. Thank you.
Yeah, she's not smoking cigarettes or anything. She's panicking over popcorn.
Yeah, because she burned it. I mean, when you were little, my grandmother was like that. Wouldn't let me near the stove. Get away from it. I'm like, what are you talking about? I cook at my own house. I know what I'm... Get away from the stove. 277-9600. Yeah.
And then Grandma drops the turkey.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You son of a bitch! Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, this is Rob. How are you doing today?
Good, Rob. Growing up, what was the rule of the house?
We had multiple rules, but the one random one that resonates with me was my mom hated when the front door was slammed.
Oh, slamming doors.
Yeah, so I'd come in excited, accidentally slam the door. She would make me go outside, run 3 laps around the house, and then come back in quietly.
3 laps around the house and come in properly.
Yep.
Good call. Yeah.
You know what? That may sound silly, but unless you've lived with like a cabinet slammer, you don't know.
Yep. 277-9600. Growing up.
People believe that doors and cabinets should be part of communication. I can't abide it.
What was the rule of the house? Oh, you could reflect on a person's mood. Right? I remember my sisters. They didn't like something. The door started slamming. All hell broke loose. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Scott.
Scott, growing up, what was the rule of the house?
Growing up, the lifeline was a B average. If I had a B average, life was great. If not, well... I was very, very restricted. Couldn't go fishing. Several things.
I don't know how it is today. Appreciate the call. I don't know how it is today, but I remember report card time. You were either going to be rewarded because you thought it was a good report card, or if you had a bad one, or you slipped. If you had an A or a B and it slipped to a B or a C, that you were disappointing your parents, and you felt bad.
Mine were hard to read because for the most part they'd be really good, but there'll be a teacher that I would have pissed off at some point, and they'd have their revenge.
Yep, the teacher would have their revenge.
Oh yeah, nothing to do with what I was doing in the class. They just make sure they taught me a lesson. And they didn't. They didn't win.
Of course not.
I won.
Yep,
I won.
You're a big winner. 277-9600.
Guess what, Teach? I'm shirtless doing the show by the pool.
Ahoy.
Okay?
Ahoy, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Stephanie.
Stephanie, growing up, what was the rule of the house?
The same rule as Rob. No TV after dinner on school night. If we didn't have homework, we were to just read for enjoyment. Or we could play our musical instruments, or we could listen to music in our bedrooms. But no TV on school night.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right. See, I and again, we're talking early 70s, and I got a nice, it was hot, from one of my dad's buddies. I had a nice little 7-inch black and white TV in my room.
And oh, man, that's luxury.
It sure was back then, and I used to click that thing on late at night and be watching TV. Those were the days. But did you notice what she said? Music was okay. If you wanted to play some music, read a book. I would be, here it's back to my rule of the house. When I was in marching band and I played the drums, and so I was working different rudiments for the drums, and it didn't matter if I was studying, playing practicing with my drums. If my old man called me from the living room, I had to go.
I'm coming.
I'm coming. And here's what he would do. This is after he'd have a few pops in him. I'd be studying or practicing. I'm coming. And he'd sit down. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just practicing the drums because I had a drum pad. Or I said, I'm just finishing up English. I got about 8 more questions to go through. You can do that later. Sit down with me and watch TV. I said, Dad, I'm doing my homework. And my mom would say, he really needs to do his homework. He don't need to do his homework. Sit down, ball game's on.
Yeah, nice to have consistency,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, he was king of the house. That was his rule. Whatever he said was fine. And I remember just trying to get that homework done first thing in the morning. Yeah, it was whatever he wanted. And then he'd go and have a buddy over the house, and I'm practicing on a drum pad, and he'd just see what I was doing in my room, and he'd bring his buddy with him, and his buddy says, ah, you're in the marching band, huh? You're playing on that? Play me a song.
And did you?
I said, how can you play a song? I can show you how to do this, little drum roll and a little marching thing. I said, but you can't make a song out of a drum pad. Oh, it was hell. I counted down the days until I turned 18. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, and then at 18, you could start taking it out on somebody else.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Matt.
Matt, growing up, what was the rule of the house?
Home when the streetlight was on.
Oh, of course. I waited for my mom to blow the whistle. We talked about that. Everybody in the neighborhood, one had a frying pan, one had a cowbell, one had a referee's whistle. You heard that. It was time to come home. 277-9600. Got time for maybe one or two, and then we got to take a break.
Okay.
Are you going to keep talking before I even say ahoy?
I apologize.
That's all right, brother. What was the rule of the house?
You cannot wear a hat at the dinner table or in the house.
I
was raised by my grandparents, and they said as soon as I came in the door, no hats.
Yes, sir.
Ball cap off.
Yes, sir. And then we got to take the break. Every year I go to Bay Hill to play golf in the summertime. I'll go and play 18 holes. Been doing it for about 10 years now. Arnold Palmer had a rule. No hats in the pro shop, the clubhouse, in the lodge. And to this day, he's been dead several years. If you don't take your lid off when you're in the clubhouse, at the bar, in the restaurant, in the lodge, they will tell you, you're not welcome in here until you get that hat off your head. And they mean it. And if you're in the bar.
Has this been said to you?
Not to me. We knew it. We knew the rule. We knew Mr. Palmer's rules. A long time ago, it was the people that we would see coming in. Yeah, I just finished 18. Let's go have a cold one in here. And the bartender would look at the person coming in. Sir, we'll have to ask you to step back to the door, take your hat off, and then you're welcome in here. And they'd have to do it every time. That was Mr. Palmer's rule. No hats indoors. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, do so at ahoy@stanandhaney.com. Mark Haney and the News is next.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Also, Mark Haney in the news on the way. Rob's show taking over at 6 o'clock, and he'll take you through your Thursday evening. A couple of texts that we came in from Question of the Week that are amusing and may ring a bell when you were growing up in regards to our Question of the Week. One on the Absolute Law text line says, our rule was no talking at the dinner table. God forbid singing. You only spoke when someone asked you a question. Oh, God. This one here. Hey, Stan, my dad was one of those king guys. He died hated. Yep. So didn't my old man. And then we got one more here that I found amusing on the Absolute Law text line. There were two rules, yes or no, sir, and don't embarrass dad. That encompassed a lot.
Don't embarrass daddy.
Never. Don't do that. That was rule number one. And then I started thinking when I was outside, I grabbed a quick smoke, a hot box, and I'm thinking, Rob said it, and we had one of the callers, no television after dinner. Rob, I got to ask you, growing up, were you a sports fan? I mean, I remember those nights after dinner and the NBA Finals being on or the World Series was coming on, and I made sure I finished my dinner fast because the game was coming on and I wanted to watch. What was going on? I mean, you couldn't – I bet you weren't a sports fan when you were a kid.
No, I like wrestling.
Wrestling.
That's about it, yeah. I mean, my dad would be able to watch TV, and my mom could watch TV.
Right.
I could not watch TV. So if Monday Night Football was on and my dad was watching it, that was the only option to watch TV. But other than that...
So you were allowed to watch, like, Monday Night Football?
Yeah, but it was not my choosing. I could not choose what we would watch after dinner,
please,
if we were to watch anything.
Oh, so you could watch TV, but just not what you wanted.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different ball of wax of having to go and study or listen to the radio and not being allowed to watch TV. What do you think went on in my house and in Haney's house? Your old man sitting in the recliner, and he's watching what he wants to watch.
But back when you guys were little, I bet the house maybe had one or two TV sets, right?
We had two.
We had, like, one in every room, and they wouldn't let me go to any other room and watch what I wanted to watch. So I'd have to watch football if my dad was watching that, and Ally McBeal was big at the time. My mom would watch that.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You know what, Stan? We had it good. I remember Tuesday nights were great because Candid Camera came on, followed by Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and
was that
then
Tuesday
I think,
or Thursday nights? Why do I want to say Thursday nights? Because Happy Days, and I might be jumbling them all together, because Laverne and Shirley, you see, my sisters loved Laverne and Shirley and Happy Days. But I remember Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and Welcome Back, Cotter, all seemed to be on the same night. I could be completely mistaken, but I remember those ABC shows.
And then I remember the limit generally for me was I might be able to get away with Barney Miller because I think that came on at 9.
Yep. Yes. With Abe Vigoda and who was Jack Sue was in that. He was the Asian
Steve
guy.
Steve Landisberg.
Landisberg was in that. Oh, yeah. Hal Linden, of course. But, yeah. Well, we only had three channels, though, too.
Abe's lovely wife, Boynice.
Yep. But I'm thinking, if I had no TV after dinner, I don't know that I would ever have been a fan of Monday Night Football, the NBA Finals, the World Series. I mean, all of that stuff came on prime time, as well as all the great shows. The only thing as a kid, and I'm talking about when I was 7, 8, 9 years old, the networks would show every once in a while as their movie of the week a James Bond movie, and I was told to go to bed. You don't need to watch this. You'll watch it when you get older.
Yeah, McMillan and wife would come.
Oh, sure. Well, that's part of the NBC mystery movie. You'd either get McMillan and wife, McCloud, or Columbo.
Yeah, and then those times I'd be over at my Grammy's in the middle of the day, and she'd have to watch her stories, but then at 4 o'clock, Star Trek came on.
When Star Trek came on, it was great. My grandmother, it was because Saturday night would go, and I was little, and my parents would want to go out, maybe go out to dinner, go to a club or something, and I would be, my grandparents would watch me. And I
Lawrence
still,
Welk and Hee-Haw.
Sir, Lawrence Welk. My grandmother wouldn't watch Hee-Haw. That was beneath her. Now, my father loved
Hee-Haw.
But
they were on one right after the other.
Yeah. Lawrence, Larry Welk.
Champagne music.
Yes, sir. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Different time, different era. Couple of things on the board. This should be in the clearing stages right now. Crash, State Road 82 and Forum Boulevard. And this has to be the same one, but it was updated a half hour later. Crash, Fort Myers, State Road 82 and Colonial Boulevard. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, June 4th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. One thing you do know, very famous, violins made by Mr. Antonio Stradivari.
Yeah, the Stradivarius violin, that is like the
most expensive and sought after in the world.
Yep.
What you may not know, he also made a small number of guitars.
Get out.
Very small number. There is only one left in existence, and you might imagine what that could be worth.
Priceless.
Sometimes you make an impact on the world and you have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like a Forrest Gump type thing.
Mm-hmm.
The man who invented glow sticks, you know, he invented them for a very serious purpose.
Wasn't it for if cars broke down or something, instead of using a flare, you had a glow stick?
Oh, I thought it was for spec ops who had to, you know, crack them and throw them down a hole before they jumped in.
Oh, maybe. You could be right about that, too.
But the man who invented glow sticks had no idea what the kids were doing with them. Had no clue that his invention was so popular at concerts and festivals until somebody told him in 2013. Took him by complete surprise.
I know that you haven't been. When? Let me ask you this, because I'm not going to assume anything. When was the last time, and I know, and take Hank out of it when we saw Hank Jr., when was the last time you went to, like, an arena concert?
Indoors?
Yes. Well, indoors, outdoors.
Well, I mean, I've been to a ton, you know, if we had to be there.
Yeah, I'm talking about...
On my own?
Yeah.
AC/DC at the hockey rink in Miami.
Here's the thing that has changed in our lifetime, Haney. When we were going to the concerts in the late 70s and into the early 80s, and they'd wait for that encore to come out, everybody in their pockets had their Bic lighters, and they would light, or they'd have a match, and the whole arena would be sparkling with the Bic lighters. Now, they're not allowed to bring lighters in or smoke or anything like that, so they put the lights on their cell phones and make it look like it's sparkling. So when they're getting ready for the band to come out and do their encore, you know, you get Freebird, and you have your lighter there to light it up and let it the whole. They don't do that anymore.
I did.
Of course you did. But everybody now, cell phones. Times have changed.
You familiar with Milton Bradley?
The game people? Yeah, the Milton Bradley games? Sure.
Yeah. When Milton Bradley invented the game of life in 1860...
That far back? Ooh.
Yeah. The game was a lot more hardcore. One of the possible outcomes on the fun game of life...
Yeah.
Suicide.
Well, take that off.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, inappropriate.
If you play the game that poorly.
Yeah.
If, and I'm going to try to put this as delicately as I can. If you were to weigh... what the average person deposits in the toilet?
Solids or liquids?
Solids. God. Over the course of a year. How many pounds would it be?
All right, let me think about this.
This is average.
All right, I don't know. I'm going to get my calculator because I don't know that the average person... drops a pound. Let's say a half pound. 0.50 times 365. That equals...
Again, the average.
182 pounds. 182.5 pounds.
Well, that may be true for you, Stan.
Well, I don't know what the average is. I mean, I'm figuring half pound.
The average person produces about 100 pounds a year.
Okay, so, all right.
Or 0.28 pounds per day.
Over a quarter.
That's the average.
Yes, over
person.
A quarter of a pound of solids.
Now, for some, 182 could be the number.
Yep, half pound a day. Yeah.
There are 4,700 species of frogs. Out of all of them,
yeah,
only one makes a ribbit sound.
Okay.
But you ask a toddler, what does the froggy say?
Ribbit.
Ribbit.
I know one frog that says, bud, bud, bud.
Light. But we associate ribbit with all frogs because the frog that does ribbit is native to California, so that frog is what sound engineers originally recorded for movies, and it ended up in everything.
Wise. Wise. Wise.
Come on, you're embarrassing me, Stan.
Yeah, those are the lizards. Those are the lizards, Louie. I love those guys. I love the Budweiser lizards. They went away.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, they were accused of ripping us off.
They were. Oh, hey, what are you guys? The Budweiser lizards, they sound like you.
Yep. We're at a crossroads here, Stan.
We can take a break right now, and you can do three when you come back.
If I can do that, we can avoid all the ugly talk.
Yes, we can.
In a moment.
Great guitar players like Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, and Jimmy Page mastered their instrument with hours of practice, usually in their childhood bedrooms. No. 96K Rock is looking for guitar-playing dads to shred from their bed and win an autographed electric guitar. Send us a bedroom video of your best guitar solo. We'll let the K-Rock audience vote on your shredding skills. And you could win a Father's Day electric guitar autographed by the Bad Wolves. Special thanks to Better Noise Music. Upload your video or get additional details at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Did you drop your papers over there?
No. See, I'm trying to avoid anything remotely controversial, so I'm...
I know it, man. You don't know what you can say and what you can't say. And I'm telling you, eggshells in this whole building, eggshells.
Bill, with public pools closed, many people are looking for home options. But above ground pools aren't always the most attractive thing to put in your yard. So apparently, the hipsters of the world have the answer.
What's that?
Cattle troughs.
What?
Apparently, the new trend is buying a large steel cattle trough and using it as the family pool. The trough works just like above-ground pools, but they have that sort of pseudo-rustic farmhouse look that people's hipsters' design senses like.
You know what that is? That's a mosquito breeding ground.
It sure is, and it can be yours for between $300 and $600.
Hold it. They're actually selling a specific cattle trough that you can make into. So there's a specific one. We used to use, like, old bathtubs, big, giant...
No, they want theirs to be authentic. They don't want to use things you'd actually use on a farm. They want it to look authentic.
And how much? Yeah, authentic.
Between $300 and $600.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. It looks like, Rob, it looks like they have a filtration system in it. It looks like it's forcing water through it so it doesn't become a mosquito breeding ground. Pathetic.
And probably wouldn't be appropriate to use as a cattle trough.
Probably not. No, I don't think so.
The third Bill and Ted movie is supposed to hit theaters this August. We're still waiting. But Bill and Ted themselves, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, do have something new out this week. They are both in the new virtual graduation video for San Dimas High School near L.A., the same school Bill and Ted attended in the movies. There's a 45-second clip where they congratulate all seniors and mix in some Bill and Ted references. And you can check it out on YouTube, or you can listen to it as Stan plays it now.
Yeah, let me see if this is it. I got to find the right clip, and I think this is.
Hi, I'm Alex Winter.
Hi, I'm Keanu Reeves.
And together we are
Wild Stallions.
And we know it's a tough time right now and that you're having to do this virtual graduation. We want to wish you the best of luck moving forward.
Yeah, congratulations to the graduating class of 2020. Well done.
San Dimas High School football does rule.
Rules!
But most importantly, we wanted to tell you to be excellent to each other.
And party on.
See, there you go. That's that. That's what they did.
Yeah.
All right. Talk for about 15 seconds so I can get the other disc back in.
Okay. Well, you know, you can't help but wonder, these graduating seniors at an average age of 18 get any of those references. The first movie came out in 1989, over a decade prior to their birth.
Yeah, I bet you they don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
Dude, the guy from The Matrix is on for some reason.
That's what it would be.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
John Wick just showed up at graduation, dude. Bill. A 34-year-old gentleman by the name of Billy Smith from Stoughton, Mass., went to the grocery store last week, and someone witnessed him doing something horrific.
Oh, no, I remember this in the headlines. Go ahead.
Billy was systematically taking containers of almond milk off the shelves, opening them up, and urinating in each of them.
Stop.
Then he put them back on store shelves and took off.
Jeez.
A security guard got his license plate number, and the police arrested him the next day on charges of attempted poisoning, disorderly conduct, and vandalizing property. Although they asked, police say he would not give a reason as to why he thought it would be a great idea to relieve himself in the almond milk and put it back on the shelf.
What is your motivation? What is your motivation for doing that? What goes through your head? What's the thought process?
Stan, it seemed like a good idea to Billy to do exactly that. Now, I don't understand the thought process any more than you do, but it happened.
Yeah.
So it popped into his head. You know what would be a great idea about now?
What?
I'm going to head down to the grocery store and urinate in all the almond milk.
Great
that'll
idea.
That'll make my day.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Don't
I just
it.
See? I just see a loose wire around a wet floor.
Yes.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, June 4th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, like a sewer or something with a dangling live wire just dancing around.
Yeah, a lot of wet dampness around.
Yep.
Sparking on its own a little bit.
Yep.
Don't know what it's going to do next.
Yep, it'll calm down for a second, and there'll be a drip, 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 and then the wire will start dancing again.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. It is greatly appreciated. We couldn't do it without you. Rob Show, coming in at 6 o'clock. He will take you through your Thursday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Okay, we got three things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Pine Ridge Road and Gladiolus Drive. Then we head to Lehigh Acres. Got a crash. Sunshine Boulevard North and Lee Boulevard. And right here in Estero, crash South Tamiami Trail and Estero Parkway. And you are up to date.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My parents are Italian, but they eat at the Olive Garden, literally. And my dad will show off by pronouncing menu items authentically. He'll be like, I'll have the pasta fagioli. And I'm like, we're sitting in a strip mall between a Build-A-Bear and a Spencer Gifts. You'll have the pasta fagioli like everybody else. You're not special. They make up phrases. I realized this as an adult when I would say the things that my parents said to me as kids to people in the outside world. And they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, but my mother said that. Oh, no, you know. And my whole life, when I wasn't allowed to do something, my mother would say, like fun, you're doing that. Because it would seem like she's encouraging me to do it, you know. She'd be like fun, you're going to the mall. I was like, yeah, like fun. But then I realized as an adult that like fun was her way of saying like hell. Yeah. Because she's Catholic. And for Catholics, hell is fun.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Haney, excuse me. Program director Matt Mangus is here.
I have some breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
This affects Mark Haney.
Uh-oh.
Mark Haney will be back in the building Monday.
Oh, gee, that
just came down.
You need it in right. Do you need it? You need some headphones.
So, Haney, I suggest
about ready to talk.
You go visit a doctor and get your note and do whatever you got to do. But the word has come down Monday.
I thought he was supposed to stay.
No, Monday is the day. Sorry, Mark.
I can't make it. Matt, I've just been diagnosed with the corona.
Sorry, no special dispensations. You're done.
Are you serious this time?
I swear on the full metal jacket cue sheet that Mark needs to come back on. Please, 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 don't do this to me, Matt. Sorry, Mark. I held out as long as I could for you, buddy, but we got to bring you back. We need you here. We need your good humor.
No, I'm fine here.
No, Matt.
How about this? How about we meet in the middle? We have a vacation coming up in July.
Right.
You want to wait till July?
What's the harm in waiting a week or two?
No. We need your sweet pink body in the building.
I cannot abide with masks and one way. And where am I going? The only way I can come back is if I got my parking spot and my routine. I can't do it otherwise.
We'll have a pretty girl waiting for you at the back door. She'll saran wrap you for safety, and then you can come in the building. Everything will be fine.
No, it won't be.
He wants his old parking spot back.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
And then he also wants to be able to have access to that door.
And no, going that won't in happen. And out. That, well, I can't do it
you
then.
You can go out. Through that door,
but you can't come in.
I can't do it. I really can't.
Well, he's just the messenger on this. You realize that?
You can take it up with a Beasley if you like.
Now that was my next question: is this coming from a Beasley or is this coming from Adam?
I think this is coming from the big Beasley.
Will you do me a favor, Matt?
Sure, of course.
Hold on.
Certainly George wouldn't get involved at this level.
George is not, but Beasley is.
Yeah.
Will you do me a favor?
Of course.
To prove that it is not Adam or yourself.
Sure.
Have a memo.
You know what? Yesterday I was told it didn't affect me, and Stan protested.
No, I had nothing to do. Look, I didn't even know he was coming in the studio.
Things change by the minute, Mark. You know the radio business.
That's right, and send a memo it'll change from back Beasley. Tomorrow.
Sure, absolutely.
And thank you, Matt.
Memo from a Beasley.
Yes.
Yeah, a memo complete with a cell phone to reach them directly.
I swear to God I didn't know that he was coming in with
that. They will be receiving a call from Dr. Fauci.
It's going to be good seeing you on Monday.
Oh, God.
You
know what?
Part of me is excited.
Just when I thought everything was okay.
Yeah, I know. I know. Hold on. Here's Matt again.
Brad is in the building. Stan, if you would like to call him, feel free.
You want me to call him?
Extension, you know his extension.
I don't know his extension.
All right,
I don't think that works on our phone.
Yeah, and it doesn't work on our phone.
Oh, okay. Well, Brad is in the building. If you'd like me to.
If he'd like to stop by.
Okay.
I'll see what I can do. If he'd like to stop by. I don't want. Look, I'm not calling him.
All right.
Geez.
Unacceptable.
Well, it is acceptable. Everybody else has to do it, Haney. Everybody else has to.
Everybody else hasn't gone through what I've gone through, Stan.
Yeah, you've been through hell and back.
I've lived life at a hell of a cost.
Yep.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.